You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 53, Organization for Success. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me today. I want to talk to you about organization. It's something that we can all learn from. It's something that we all need to do more of. And it's something that we hardly ever look back and say, man, I wish I was less organized than I am today. It's always something that we say, wow, it's really convenient to work like this. Everything's going just right. So let's talk about organization and how it should enter your business. One of the first things that I learned working on business is you're always going to be busy and there's always going to be too much to do. You're always going to have things that you say, okay, I'll take care of that later. I'll come back to it. I'll fix it up. One of the biggest things that can help with organization is first time of entry. So first time of entry happens with pretty much everything from the moment you meet a lead, whether you write down good notes about them, or as soon as you get work in a deal, do you put in the information as you get it, or do you go there and massive upload? Just the first time entry, do you name the folder all the way? And then think about things like this, like when you finish working on a folder, do you throw it on your desk and think you'll put them all away later, or do you put them away on time? The people who are the ones doing it right away, realizing that, you know, each step of a process is an important part of the entire overall operation, are the ones who usually find the most success and are usually the most organized. It's when you're falling behind at all times and trying to catch up that they can lead to some things getting missed. It can lead to things getting overlooked, and it also can lead to just inability to collaborate with others when it comes time to let them know what you're doing. Because some people, they're very successful and they look disorganized, but they're organized in a different fashion than most people see it. Maybe it's electronically, maybe it's mentally. But the risk to those is when you do that, it's hard to work with other people and show them exactly where you are. So putting things in correctly the first time, no matter what it is, whether it's that you vacuum in the rug and you take the time to properly do the stairs at the same time, to whatever you can imagine, whenever you're doing these tasks and putting away folders, any of these things, when you start it the first time and you do it right, you won't have to go back and do harder work in the long run. So I think that's one of the biggest things you can remember in organization is that's the easiest time. Paperwork is somewhere that a lot of people fall out of organization. Paperwork's something that needs to be done on a regular basis, but it also, you need to think about ways to organize it in manners that can help you out. So one of the things that I do, a lot of times I read documents pretty much every day, and I have to look at a lot of numbers and everything. So what I'll do is I actually will take out and print the document, and I'll use a highlighter and go through the document. And by doing that in more of an organized fashion of going box by box and word by word, it allows me to overall look it over better. Whereas if I'm doing it in a disorganized fashion of just driving in my car, looking at a piece of paperwork and sending it off to somebody, there's a lot of mistakes that can happen. Same thing goes with putting the paperwork away on time. When I am working on deals and I have a lot of deals going, it's really important that I name them correctly when they come in through the download so that I save myself time looking through my downloads folder on my computer, that I'm not constantly trying to figure out what it is, or looking through my scans and not having named them when I did them and then trying to back work through a whole bunch of them. When you get busy, one of the things you realize is everything's going to come in bigger numbers and there's more that you're going to have to worry about as far as preservation of time, because you're going to have so many more tasks to do and so much more to do that if you aren't organized, you're never going to be able to keep up with it all. So that's the next step, is knowing who does what. So a lot of us like to do everything ourselves, and that's a huge thing of I can do it and yes, I'm going to be successful, which is great. And we can obviously motivate ourselves the hardest and we can force ourselves to do things that we can't force other people to do. But the reality is at some point you got to relinquish control and build an organization. And you need to put together a group of people that know how to help you and know how to do the things that maybe you're not as good at. Maybe you don't have the time to do. Maybe you just simply don't want to do them. But getting people in and knowing who does what is a big part of being organized. Because if somebody is scheduled to take out the trash and it doesn't go out, then you have someone to blame. But if no one is scheduled to take out the trash and it never goes out, then in the organization of your company, you're going to have arguments of whose job is it and why didn't they do it. So it's important to know who does what in any organization and in organizing an entire operation, because even if you're just having a local event or you're doing something where you're inviting people in, you want to know that it's going to go off without a hitch. So knowing who does what in that knows that someone else orders the catering, someone else orders the flowers, someone orders the DJ and everything else that goes on during the event, it's important to know who's doing what. So no matter where we're working throughout the operation, keep in mind to write down jobs, job descriptions, and what everyone's doing, and then in time as you add in employees, letting them know what they're responsible to do to build out that organization. Next, I want to talk about when you have all this going on, you're working through the entire process of deals and you're working in real estate and you're trying to get a lot of things closed. Knowing the dates and having proper filing is a really important part of having an organized organization, because you're going to do a ton of paperwork and you're going to do a lot of different deals. And if you're successful, you're not really doing one deal a month and you can pay attention to that one. You're typically doing multiple deals a month, both listing and buying, which means you have multiple closing dates, multiple commitment letter dates. So making sure that you're filing your paperwork correctly and putting in the dates into some sort of system that's going to remind you of them is really important to know as far as making sure you don't miss anything. And one of the things we want to remember is we have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients in real estate to make sure we're looking out for their financial best interest, which is a really important thing to remember. So organizing your overall management of your dates is going to be really important to keeping yourself out of legal trouble. And then when you are working and you're setting this organization together, knowing the dates is important, but also remembering to set a reasonable amount of time for them is important. And the reason for this is in order to stay organized and to know that you're not going to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off, you need to keep a calendar that has all your different dates in it. But then also when you're setting new timelines and you're setting in new deals, you can't just say yes to people, oh, can you show it at this time? Okay. And then look and say, okay, now I have a schedule conflict. Because becoming disorganized in this type of industry can really lead to a lot of trouble. And if you ever don't show up to an appointment you have for someone, or you miss someone's deadline on something, you're going to have an angry client that's never going to work with you again, and possible legal ramifications, which can be a trouble. Another place a lot of real estate professionals have trouble is in budget versus spending and in what they're doing. So a lot of times subcontractors forget that they run their own business. A lot of times people who are on commission get huge checks all at once, so they feel like they make more money than they do. But one of the things that you really want to keep organized is your budget and what you're spending. So whether it's collecting all the receipts at the end of every day and putting them in a system, or it's downloading the PDF from your bank website and uploading it into something like QuickBooks, or it's just having an accountant look at it, you really want to keep a good eye on this. This is somewhere that your business has to be organized. Whether you like organization or not, there's one place that you need to be organized, and that's in your bookkeeping. Because if you don't notice things that are going on with your business as far as in your bookkeeping, it can mean tragedy in the long run and can mean you go out of business because you don't have the money to support your organization. So keeping the budget organized is a must do. It's not even a you should do it to be more successful. So if you're not already spending money into making sure you have the right professionals, everyone from an accountant to a financial advisor, as well as having the right software such as maybe a QuickBooks or another online source to keep all your records straight, then you're really doing yourself a disservice. And if you're just spending at random and not looking at that, then that can cause a lot of issues as far as not paying attention to things like ROI and marketing. So that moves me into the next one, which is ROI and marketing. So if you don't have an organized budget, you don't know what you're spending, you don't know who you're spending what with, and then you also don't know any of your analytics, like how many people are coming in from any source, then you really have no way of measuring how much money you're giving them versus how much money you're getting returned from that exact advertisement. So organization comes into marketing right there, of the fact that knowing your numbers, knowing that you spent $100 to get 100 clients to get one closing, so that means you have a $100 client acquisition cost, which is really important to remember, because a lot of people are afraid of things like spending money on marketing because it's quote risky or things. But if you're giving someone a dollar and they're giving you $2 back, you should be giving them three for six back, and so on and so forth. Because at the end of the day, business is about making money and paying attention to your ROI, making sure you look at all your expenses you have with dealing with things. That's how you're going to ultimately learn what you should duplicate and what you should get rid of out of your business. Because if you're not paying attention, you could be making $5 per operation on one thing in your business while losing $2.50 on the other, and think that both are breaking even with a $2.50 profit. But that's because you're not going down and being organized about it and paying attention to where the actual money comes from. So make sure you do that. Make sure you take care of that in your business. Make sure you set up everything so your analytics are going to come out right. And, you know, it's a proven method to win. A lot of people avoid these things. They pay attention to lots more business. They pay attention to finding new people. They pay attention to growing their operation. But they don't pay attention to building a good foundation, building a good organization, and being organized in the fashion that they build the organization. So there's no question why the word organization and organization are very similar to each other, because a smooth running business is very well organized. So keep that in mind. One of the things that I'll highly suggest, and I did other podcasts about it, so I'm not going to talk too much about it, but you need to get yourself in a good system. You need to get good computer systems where you can log into maybe 1 to 5 different things. You can put in all the information you need and not have to log into 7 million different accounts to try to put it in, because having everything organized in one place, like a CRM system or something along those lines, is really how you're going to be able to make sure you do it. Because accountability when it comes to this is really important. And that's the type of stuff that's going to take you to that next level. As far as overall, it's going to remind you to do things. It's going to make sure you know who did what. It's going to be able to know the dates. It's going to be able to set timelines, help you with budgeting, give you those analytics. So basically everything we talked about ultimately comes from a good organized system that you find the right software that works for your business to help you. One of the things that we used to do is a lot of long form work, where we used to do lots of things on pen and paper. We used to do a lot of trying to do the mathematics of things. Whereas now, if as you work your business, you're putting in the information you're doing as you work your business in a very short period of time, the computer can really start predicting a lot of what's going on. It can really tell you the amount of money you're spending in places, and it can really limit the amount of work you need to do to understand those things. So I think the number one thing that I would recommend for your business for the year 2020 would be to get yourself a good system and to start using it, and to make sure that you fill out every box, to make sure you check off everything that needs to be done, and really do a good job organizing your business on the back end. I hope this helps you build a bigger sales pipeline for the year 2020, and I hope you have a great week. I look forward to talking to you next week. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to PM me, DM me, send me a message, whatever works best, and have a great day.